Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Lamed He Masechet Yoma, and we're holding right at the top of the daf. So as we know, the mokum of the Beit HaTfilah was on the Gag Beit HaParva, as we said yesterday. And today the Gemara is interested in knowing why we call it Parva. My Parva, Om Rav Yosef, it's on the name, it's named after a gentleman who was a magi, a magician, a wizard. His name was Parva. Parva Angusha. Now, there's all types of interesting sidelines about this. It's brought in a number of places. In the Oroch, the Rambam brings in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Tosfos brings it here, B'Shem Oroch, that this gentleman was very interested in seeing how the Avodat Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim was done. And he actually drilled underground to get himself a little periscope so that he could see what was going on in the Kachi HaKadoshim, and he was zapped. And he was the one who had built this Lishka, and all kinds of difficulties with that. I mean, first of all, why in the world would we call the Lishka after his name? Because that's where he was zapped. Others say that he built it with magic, so we called it Al-Shem Angusha, which does with Titus. I mean, why would we allow a magical building in the Beit HaMikdash? Also very strange. But the biggest problem is that we already saw that the Lishkat Beit HaParva was the place that they used for the Melich of Orot Kodashim, and it was called Parva, Shema Orot. Parva is the name for skins. We use it today for furs. We still have that word, very popular word in modern Hebrew, Parvot, is a fur. So some learn that it's sort of a play on names. In other words, that the Lishka was used indeed for the Orot. This, the reason that we call the Beit HaTfilah Heviyu LeBeit HaParva, where really it was on the Gag Beit HaParva, was because this fellow, Parva Amgusha, who subsequently did tshuva according to these versions, went ahead and dedicated the mikvah on the top of the Beit HaParva, because that was his name, and therefore it served, he figured at least that way he'll be remembered, because it's going to be called the Lishkat Beit HaParva. This way they'd call the mikvah the Beit HaParva mikvah. So that answers really all of the questions, except for the fact that the Rambam brings in the Pirush HaMishnayos that he was killed. you never know.
I remember calling him many years ago an explanation why they were in Yiddish Parva, not me, because you can
look at it. Yeah, but why?
What?
Why would they name Parv not Milchus Flashix after Parv Amgusha?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I've always wondered about it, but I never saw it anywhere.
I don't remember. I remember hearing some information.
Well, if it comes back to you, please tell us, because I've been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first thing that strikes you when you hear the word Parv, but I've never been able to find a marker for it. Parsusa din shabutz, maishna shabutz, omrev kahana kadeshi akir shabodat hayom bebig day boots. Remember that this was the original marker. We brought it earlier and explained the previous mission as well. And Tosis explains that it's more necessary here because you might have thought that at this point it's a little bit silly. He just took off his big day zov. Now obviously the only reason he took it off was to put on his big day boots. What do we have to remind them? That it's big day boots. And nonetheless, we're making a hecker throughout the day. And it, not only that, but remember that it's everybody who sees this. So it becomes a symbol of the changing of clothes of Yom Kippur. B'shachar yalovesh plusin shashmona sarmona. By the way, it's interesting that in the morning, we talk about the number of monas, Yud Beis mona. And in the afternoon, we talk about, instead of talking about the mona, it's a shmona meot zuz, which is shmona mona, actually. Tosis is very cute. Tosis is bothered by why would we not want to use the lashon of mona in the sefer, and he says the cutest terrors. He says, "Go ahead, try to say it. Shmona mona, shmona mona." So you want to say shmona mona? So therefore, say shmona meyotzuz because shmona mona sounds funny. Okay. Wonder about the relationship to money. I mean, shmona mona is mona. Tana, minyana tala shmina. Ask the Gemara, in the Sefer where it says that it adds up to 30, do we really need a Tana to teach us how to add? Or kamashma, no. The Tana is telling us actually a chiddush. The botzer mehani lo navid. Look, this is the budget. You can't start cutting down. That's the value of the big nekun, and it has to be that way. But ha'ibotzer mehani metofi ahani letlan ba. The specific breakup of the budget, that it should be 18 and 12, that's not mark. If you want to put in a little bit more in the morning or a little bit less in the afternoon or more in the, as long as you add on it properly, that it comes out that the morning is better, that's fine. But in other words, it comes out according to both shitot in the Mishnah, whether it was 12 or whether it was 18. Clearly, the shachar was adifin. The begodim that were put on in the morning are considered to be the more choshev begodim, minola. How do we know that? Omer avuna b'reda reviloi. Omer Krov, if you take a look in the posik that describes the begodim that the Kohen Gadol is to put on before he does the Avodat Hayom. So it mentions the word bad four times. Ktonet bad kodesh yobash, michlisei bad yobasaro, bavnei bad yagor, b'mitzvahs bad yitznav. So bad, 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 bad. That teaches us that this is supposed to be muvchar. Tosfos learns that it may be that we're darshan, because elsewhere we do go into a drosha on each one of these bads. We may be going into telling us the first one is the material, of course. So we need to know that it's bad, but we could have said big day bad, and that's all. So one is lagufe. One is to tell me bad that only levad, in other words, not to add these to the big day zahav, but to just replace the regular big day lavan with these fancier big day lavan with an avnei that's pure bad. The other one comes to tell me that it should be the better than the normal bad, in other words, higher quality. And the repetition, the fourth bad, would be to tell me this particular visha of the begadim should be the best. Mashenka and the second Levisha, remember the second Levisha of the Big Day Bad was not for any really great purpose. Second Levisha of the Big Day Bad was, we're putting it on to take out Hotzat Kafu Machta. That's not, you're not doing anything. You're removing things. You know. So certainly there's Mitzat HaSvara to say that it's not as important as doing all of the Avodas Hayom, of course. So, therefore, we know that bad was very high quality. Meitve, velavshu begadim acherim. Now, here, Yecheskel is talking about all of the things in Yecheskel are very, very strange. They seem to be against the Divrei Torah, and they had to go through an awful lot to figure out what Yecheskel was talking about, otherwise they were going to just give up on it. And the very strange pasuk says in Yecheskel, "V'lo yale aleihem semer." Bigdei pishtim yelvashu v'lo yale aleihem. What is that exactly supposed to mean? Is he paskening what the din of the avnet is of the kohen hedyot? Is it only a reference to kohen hedyot? So lemaisa, the way the Gemara seems to understand it is that it's a reference to the kohanim gedolim on Yom Kippurim, that lo yale aleihem semer, meaning that you should know that the big day bad or entirely bad, and then it continues on. We read this in the Haftorah. Uvtzeitam el hachatzer hachitzonai el hachatzer hachitzonai el ha'am yifshetu et migdeyem asher hema mishartim bam v'hinichu otam belishkot hakodesh. Sounds awfully like Yom HaKippurim. And then it says v'lavshu begadim acherim v'lo yikatshu et ha'am b'vigdeyem. So the lavshu begadim acherim v'lo yikatshu et ha'am b'vigdeyem, we're understanding now to mean that there should be a second levisha of the big day kodesh. That's begadim acherim. But when they mix with the yam outside, then they shouldn't wear big day kuhuna. So there shouldn't be any chashash that someone will be mayel be'egdesh. Maybe someone will be nene with the big day kuhuna. But in any event, the begadim acherim is a reference to the begadim that will now be used to go into the Beit HaMikdash again. So doesn't that mean my lav acherim chashuvim mehem? Doesn't that mean better begadim? Because consider, when they come out, they also, the Kohanim Gedolim would have to put on the big days of. That's the first thing they're going to put on. So the original meaning of begadim acherim is certainly better, more valuable than the first one. In which case, the begadim acherim, in terms of going back in, maybe is also This is how the Tosafot Yerushalmi understands it. So that means that the second set of Big Day Bad should be more Choshev. You're saying that the morning's Big Day Bad are more Choshev. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that. It means Achirim Chutim Uyem. We find the same thing by the Trumat in the morning and the Trumat Adeshen. Also, we have the Trumat Adeshen, Otzat Adeshen, the Begadim Achirim over there means Chutim Uyem. Make sure that you don't get your fancy Big Day Kuna dirty. It's not Roy for the Begadim that you're in the kitchen with, to serve with, as we said. So over here too, it means Chutim Uyem. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. V'amrilo Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Achar shekalta avodat tzibur, kohen shasta lo imo ketonet, lovsha ve'oved ba'avodat yachid. Once we've completed the main avodat tzibur, which is the avodah that is done in the morning, this is how Rashi learns, then if a kohen gadol's mother made him a ketonet, and we know that that was a very great sign, a minig from the time of Shmuel HaNavi. We know that his mother made him a beautiful little me'il, and that it grew with him, he grew up with it, he lived with it, and that was her expression. Not only that, he was buried in it, he came up from the dead with it in the eyes of the Ov, the Balat Ov. So there was a minig that the mothers would show their love and their dedication to the mitzvah takuhuna of their children by making beautiful begad. So here, if a mother had made a kohen, a beautiful ketonet, so it would be okay to use that for the avodat yachid. According to Rashi, avodat yachid would mean the avoda of taking out the otzat, the kafu ma'achta. That's interesting. Why would we call it avodat yachid? I mean, obviously it's not really avodat yachid. I think that the meaning is this. Since there is no such avoda as otzat kafu ma'achta, Torah never makes any mention of it. The only reason we have to take it out, as Rashi says, is because it's inappropriate. You know, don't take anything with you but your garbage, basically. You're going into the Beit HaMikdash. What are you going to leave? You're going to leave the used calf.
Every year you're going to have another one.
Yeah, I mean, what is that supposed to? It's ridiculous. I mean, just in terms of simple maintenance, it's only decency to take it out. You don't leave it there. So therefore, it's called Avodat Yachid as a Hashvat Avodat Tzibur. But I think we can be medayik that elements that are done because of appropriateness are indeed always personal. That's Avodat Yachid. Because it's never the Tzibur that's achroi on what's appropriate, because then they rely on everybody else. You're the guy who brought it in, you're the guy who should take it out. And therefore we call it Avodat Yachid. It's a very beautiful way of looking at the issue. Others learn Avodat Yachid is not a reference to the actual Avodah, but rather, we'll see later on, about the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a reference to the Begadim that he wore when he was standing up in front of the Yam reading. Because you're supposed to, you read from the Sefer Torah, Kohen Gadol himself reads, as we'll see later on in the Masechta.
And the Kohen whose mother, the mother made it, is the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, Kohen Gadol's mother. But, I mean, there were a lot of Kohen Gadols, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So the mothers would compete. So, is there a reason? Ubevachim Serena Letzibur. Of course, you have to give it if you're doing Avoida. It has to belong to Letzibur. It has to be part of the Big Day Kuna. It can't be personal Begodim. Now, is there a reason why not Pshita? I mean, who cares who made it? No, because Ma'adotemen Ech Hashem Elohim Serena Yafa Yafa. We may be concerned indeed that, I mean, once you're putting in so much money and so much effort, the idea of just giving it away to the Letzibur, You'll do that the way you sell your chametz on Pesach, you know. Maybe we'll put up with it for that, but we're not going to put up with it for over here for the Avodah Yom Kippur. The mashmalan that it's not a problem, even though the Maisa we did see in Shkolin and elsewhere, problems about whether people are really Moser Yafa Yafa Letzibur. We don't allow certain things. Tosaf says even those shitas who hold that we're chayshet that Shem Elohim Sana Yafa Yafa over here, because the whole point is the chashivut of the kuhuna, and this is the man's whole life. He identifies it with himself. So there's no problem in Mitzir Letzibur Yofa Yofa. Some unpleasant elements in that psychology, but nonetheless, that's the reality. Omru alav Rabbi Yishmael ben Fabi, she'astalo imo ketonet shel mea mana. They say that his mother made him 100 mana worth ketonet, And lofshat lo'aved ba'avodat yachid and mazmasu l'tzivur. Amrulav ha-Rebbe Elozer ben Chasu gestal lo imo k'toren b'shtei ribu 20,000 monen lo inichu echav ha-kohanim lofshat. They refused to allow him to wear it because it was the emperor had no clothes, you know. B'nei shenira aron, he was naked in it. Nobody could actually feel this thing, but everybody was convinced it was there. Actually, as to the Gemara, how is that possible? I mean, it has, no matter how fine you make the material, we know that the big day kahuna were chutan kafur shisha. We learn out from the bads, actually, mostly, that it was very, very thick threads. Had to be. Mitzadadins. You couldn't make it very fine. So what do you mean he looked naked? Says the Gemara, no. Was it because of the thinness of the thread? Omer Abaye, it was because kichamra b'mazga. You have a thick glass or crystal jar. No, even if it's not transparent, you still catch the image of the wine in it.
Translucent.
Not transparent, but partially transparent. I said it. Okay, whatever. It's fine. So I said even if it's not transparent, that's exactly what I meant.
Correct. The word for it, that's all, is translucent. The word for
okay,
it, not
you.
Transparent,
I appreciate it.
Is translucent.
So if you get, you still get a reddish color through the glass. So here too, even though the mice of the thickness of the thread was thick, so too the glass was thick, but nonetheless, color comes through. So over here, there was a sense of seeing the color of the skin through it, so that there was a...
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was a sensitivity to nakedness. It wasn't that it was literally transparent. It did fit, it had to fit tightly.
So
that stomach didn't.
That's not what it means. It was so fine that it was...
But it wasn't, can't be fine. So it must mean that it was, nonetheless, you could see through it. Enough. Make out the color through. Tana Rabbana, Aniva Ashir. Now that we're talking about the competition over here, of how much money you're ready to pay for a shirt, for a suit. Aniva Ashir V'Rasha, Ba'in Ladin. So you have three people coming to the Beis Din Shamayla. One is rich, one is poor, and one is a Rasha. So, but it says over here, one is a Rosh, it doesn't mean we've already decided he's a Rosh. It means that he's a person who was fully involved in Olam HaZeh, hedonist. It doesn't mean in the sense of the Psak of Adin. So, La'ani Omrim Lo, we always start, the Gemara says elsewhere, we always start with the question of, did you go to Daf Yomi? That's the first shot. So, we ask the Ani, who apparently did not go to Daf Yomi, Mipnei Malo Asakta Betera. So if he tries to say, well, I was very poor, I mean, I couldn't afford the time, Taridmi Mizonotai, I mean, I had to go out and make a living. Omrim lo, really? Klum ani hayita yoter mi Hillel? Were you worse of ani than Hillel HaZaken? Omru alav al Hillel HaZaken shebecho yom v'yom haya osem mistaker betrafik, betarpaik actually is. He used to make, basically, one sela a day, sela medina. And he used chatzio for parnasato, parnasan shebeito, and chatzio yanotin shomer beit hamidrash. He gave half of it to the shomer to let him into the beit hamidrash, because the Moshe Baruch would have killed the guy probably. You don't pay money to get into the beit hamidrash. But the other half he used for his family and himself. That was all that they lived on. V'hambachat lo matzal istakir. One day, he couldn't find a job. He wasn't allowed in by the Shomer Beit HaMidrash.
That would have been
so, was only not to come in? Wasn't not allowed to listen?
The roof wasn't for good.
You're paying for the upkeep on the roof. You're not using the upkeep. Anyway, he was listening to Shmaya Vavtalion, and this was basically their inner chamber there. Oto Ayom Erev Shabbat Haya. Now, it was an Erev Shabbos. It was the middle of the winter. Utkufat Tevet Haita. V'yorad alav sheleg min hashamayim. And there it is. It snows all night. Poor Hillel freezes up there, falls asleep on the Aruba, the skylight. Kishe'ala amud hashachar. While it was already getting light outside, Shmaya says to Avtalion, Avtalion achi, something is strange. Around this time of the morning, it usually gets light. Did you notice it isn't getting very light? So b'choyom habayit meir v'ayom afel. Is it possible that it might be really overcast? Let's look. And so they lifted up their eyes to look. They found three amot of shelag on him. Why they thought they would have seen the light through the three amot of shelag is beyond me. But for Kuhu, they took the shelag off of him. They, even though it was Shabbos, because he had come on an Erev Shabbos, they washed him off, and they heated the water of the Sikhu, Oshivu Kenega the Medora, they put him in front of the Medora, Amru Roi Zelechalel Alevet HaShabbat, this guy, this is HaKadosh Nefarshis, whatever we got to do for him, let's do for him. Ashir Omrimla, and the Ashir, we asked the same question, how come you never went to Daf Yomi? Imo Mer, what do you mean? You know how many meetings I had during Daf Yomi? What's the matter with you? Ashir Ayiti, V'tarur Ayiti Bin Chasai. How rich were you? You couldn't have been richer than Rabbi Elazar. I mean, Rabbi Elazar was richer than Donald Trump. Amru alav Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, she'iniach lo aviv elef ayarot b'yabasha. Look, the man had 1,000 different cities that he owned. Who connect them? Elef svinot b'yam. He had a whole navy of mercantile fleet. What did he do with his money? Every day, notel nochel kemach aktefo, he'd carry around a sack of flour, umahalech meir leir, umimidina lemidina, lilmot Torah, so he could have just the parnasa from that. Meanwhile, he would be able to learn Torah. But amachat matzu avadav. One time, his own servants found him, and not recognizing him, of course, nobody had access to the man. So they grabbed him, Yasubo Angaria. They said, excuse me, it's your day for working in the fields. All of the people have to do something for the great landowner. On him himself.
They drafted him to do work for him.
Please, I don't have time for this. Anichuni ve'lech l'ilmot Torah. Let me go. I got to learn. Amrlo, by the life of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. We will not let you go until you do your work. They said, why didn't you just say who he was? He said, they would have believed him. No way they would have believed him. By the time they would have worked it out, it would have taken him longer than it would have done to work. But others say the reason he didn't say who he was because that would have lemaisa been mena from his Torah as well. Because then they would have started being mechabing him, not only for his riches, that he didn't want to do. He never saw what it was that he owned. He never saw his boats, never saw his cities. So let me tell you, let me ask something, Don. You couldn't have found time for the Daf Yomi. Rasha. So what's the Rasha? He's got the best excuse. They asked him, how come you weren't Isaac Batera? He said, what are you talking about? Na'ayit, such a beautiful guy. Torud Bitzri, I have my Yitzhar bothering me day and night. I got time for the Daf Yomi. I got a million things to do. Rimlo klumna ayita mi Yosef. What, you were more beautiful than Yosef Atzadik. Amruala by Yosef Atzadik. Bechor yom v'yom ayta ishet Potifar mishadalto bedvarim. First of all, she tried seducing him by talking to him. Begadim shelav shalo shachrit lo lav shalo arvit. Vigadim shalav shalo arvit lo lav shalo shacharit. I think this might have something to do with our Mishnah. The clothing that she wore in the morning, she wouldn't wear in the evening. The clothing she wore that evening were not the same clothing she wore the next morning. Amralo, hashmeali, come on, give in. Amralo, never. Amralo, arini chovash techabe beitas, I'm going to have you thrown in jail. Amralo, shematir asurim. I mean, I'll have shackles put on you. I'm going to get you one day. Hashem zokev kefufim. This is all love, of course. It's always love. And I'm going to tear your eyes out. I love you so much. Hashem kokeach ivrim. Matnalo elef kikre kesef ishmoelea. She was ready to pay him anything. All she wanted was lishkavetzla leyotima. Refused to give in. What's the meaning of the love of lishkavetzla leyot? Lishkavetzla bolam hazeh. Leyotima leolam haba. So the Alba's, what the Gemara says, that from here we see that it's kruchim bo kikelef. Whatever a person does, b'olam hazeh, no, it's maisim. They hang on like a dog, keeps following you around. As you say, it dogs you. They continue to dogging you through, even in olam haba. There's a beautiful Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik says, but we never use the word olam haba for onshin. We use olam haba for sachar. So he relates this to the fact that he knew Baruch HaKadosh that actually he was going to end up being ma'amid his shvatim through her, because he married her daughter in the end. But that's the liyoti mal olam haba. In other words, she didn't make it just a nasty to sleep with me. It was part of the whole, we're meant for each other, and you know, it's destiny and it's love and so on. But nonetheless, he refused. In any event, you see that Rabbi Elazar Nimtza Hillel is Mechayev the Aniyim, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom is Mechayev as Hashirim, and Yosef is Mechayev as Harishoyim, and you don't want to be too good because the rest of humanity is going to take it out on you.
Yosef is called Yosef
Salah. Yeah. My Parva, Omer Rav Yosef Parva Amgusha. Porsus Adin Shabutz, Mashna Shabutz, Omer Rav Kanek, Reshiyakir Shavadat Ayon, Bebig Debots. B'shachar, Ayalovesh Plusin Shoshmone Asar Mone. And then it says that together it's Shoshim Mone. What's Tadim Inyon Atal Ashminon? Vakam Ashmolon, the Botsim Ayani Lo Navi. But Ha'i Botsim Ayani Vitofi Ahani Letlan Ba. But anyway, Kuleyama Miyat Shachar Adifei. How do we know that? Omer Rav Huna Bredu Rav Iloya Omer Akrav Bad, which is a Mufchar Bebad. Meitzvei V'lov Shubagadim Acherim. ולא יקדשו את העם בבגדיהם, מה אליו אחרים חשובים מהם? לא, אחרים פחותים מהם. תוני רבון בר יהודה בר מילר ושמו בר יהודה, אחר שקלטה עבודת ציבור, כהן שעשתה לו עם הוקטונת לובשה, ועובד בו עבודת יחיד, ובבד שמצרנה לציבור. פשיטה. מה עוד אתם עניך ושם הלא ימצרנה יופי יופי כמה שבונה. אמרו עליו הרב ישבו בן פאבי, שעשתה לו עם הוקטונת של מי המונה, ולובשה ועובד בעבודת יחיד ומסרה לציבור. אמרו עליו רב אלעזר בן חרסום שעשתה לו עמו קטונת משתי ריבו ולא הניחו אחיו הכהנים ללובשה מפני שנראה כערום. ומי מתחזיה? והם אמר חוטן כופו שישה. אמרה אביי כחמרה במזגל. תנו רבנה, עני ועשיר ורשע באים לדין? לא אני אומרים לו מפני מה לא עסקת בתורה? אם אומר אני הייתי ותראו בי מזונותיי, אומרים לו כלום אני היית יותר מהילל? אומר לו הלל הזקן שבכל יום ויום היה עושה מסתכל בתרפאיק. חציו היה נותן לשומר בית המדרש וחציו לפרנסו לפרנסת אנשי ביתו. פעם אחת לא מצא להסתכל ולא הניחו שומר בית המדרש להיכנס. עלה ונתלה וישב על פי ערובה. כדי שישמע דברי אלוהים חיים מפי שמע היה ואבטליו. אמרו, אותו היום ערב שבת היה, ותקופת טבת הייתה, וירד רב שלום מן השמיים. כשעלה עמוד השחר, אמר לו שמע אל אבטליון, אבטליון אחי, בכל יום הבית מהיר והיום אפל, שם היום המעוננו, הציצו עיניהם וראו דמות אדם בערובה, עלו ומצאו על עברום שלוש אמות שלג, פרקוהו והרביצוהו ושיחוהו, והושיבוהו כנגד המדורה, אמרו לו, וי, זה לחלל עליו את השבת. השיר אומרים לו, מפני מה לא עסקת בתורה? אם אומר השיר הייתי ותרוד הייתי בנכסי, אומרים לו, כלום השיר היית יותר מרבי אלעזר? אמרו עליו הרבי אלעזר בן חרסון, שהניח לו אביב אלף עיירות ביבו שאו כנגד המלף ספינות בים, ובכל יום ויום נוטל נוט של קמח על כתפו, ומהלך מעיר לעיר ומבינה למדינה ללמוד תורה. פעם אחת מצאו עבדיו ועשו בו הונגריה, אמר להם, בבקשה מכם, הניחוני, אלך ללמוד תורה. אמרו לו, חיי רבי אלעזר בן חרסום, אין מניחים אותך. ומימיו לא הלך וראה אותם, אלא יושב ועוסק בתורה כל היום וכל הלילה. רשע אומרים לו, מפני מה לא עסקת בתורה? אם אומר, נאה הייתי, בתורות ביצרי. By the way, you see from here that that's a good time. No, seriously. You think it's a joke, I understand. You're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you expect? I had all these girls I had to sleep with, all these movies I had to see, all these... It's a good taina. The only thing is, it's no different than the Ani of the Osher. It's a reasonable taina. But we can bring a riot from Yosef that it's avoidable. But the taina itself is an acceptable taina. You don't see he's incriminating himself. Idiot, shut up! His lawyer is shouting at him, shut up! No, he's saying, no, it's a good taina. Let's see what they'll say.
He has to say it too.
No, come on.
I don't know.
See, they clearly it's a good time.
You see, the Indian is not that he did the wrong things, but that he wasn't.
No, that's a different issue. But you don't use something that's going to incriminate you. Oh, the pshat is that it's a getter of onosayyad yitzray. This is my life. What am I supposed to do? This is my life. You made me beautiful. This is my life. So umrim lo kluma yitna yita yoter mi Yosef. Amru alav Yosef a tzadik bechol yom v'yom hayta ishet Potifar mishadalato bedvarim bigadim shelavshalo shachrit lo lavshalo arvit. Begadim shel avshalo arvit lo avshalo shachari. Amra lo hishamali. Amar la lav. Amra lo areni chovashtecha bevet asurin. Amar la Hashem matir asurin. Areni kofefet komatcha. Hashem zokev kefufim. Areni misameh at enecha. Hashem pokeach ivrim. Natna lo elev ki krekesev ishmo elea. Lishkav etzla liyot ima velo ratza lishmo elea. What's the meaning of lishkav etzla? Ba'olam hazeh. Liyot ima lo'olam haba. Because havaya, existence, is only a word used in terms of absolutes, not non amazeh. Nimtze Hillel mechayevet ha'aniyim, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasson mechayevet ha'ashirim, Yosef mechayev et ha'rishaim. But you need somebody to mechayev. Amazing. I think we do regular time because of the slivers.